Well, as far as the talk is concerned today, you might well ask me, why would you want to give a talk about leaning? And the honest answer is, I really don't know. I just felt so inclined. Sorry about that. I do actually have a very short story for you that isn't so much a joke. It's really kind of a baby fable, but it's amusing music and on topic for today. And it's been around a while, so there's a really good chance that you've heard it. There was this frog and scorpion on a riverbank, and the scorpion wanted to get across the river, but scorpions can't swim. So the scorpion asked the frog to take him across the river by swimming across with the scorpion on his back. And the frog said, "No way, Jose, because if I do that, you will sting me." And the scorpion said, "Don't be silly. I won't sting you, because if I do, we would both die." And the frog thinks about this and says, "Well, probably makes sense. All right." So he tells the scorpion it's okay and instructs him to climb on his back. And the frog starts swimming across the river. And when he gets about halfway, the scorpion stings him. And the frog, in disbelief, says to the scorpion, "You fool! Why did you do that? Now we'll both die." And the scorpion answers, "Well, I can't help it. It's my nature." We come together every week. Every week, there is a message. We play music, usually around a theme. And during the pandemic, we have shown a lot of videos on topic. We cover a large spectrum of topics, and hopefully at least some are of interest. Sometimes we take up the 12 powers. We talk about things like joy and hope, love, peace, letting go, forgiveness, and of course, prayer. But all of these topics are not digested the same way by everyone. All of these topics will relate to people differently, depending on which way you may be leaning on a given Sunday, in which way you tend to lean as you live your everyday life. So today, on this day, when we witness and celebrate the dedication of our prayer chaplains and look at our prayer chaplain ministry, I thought it might be a good day to look beyond and explore what exactly is our nature. Which ways we are leaning? What are our tendencies? What are our habits? Or another way of looking at it is, if it's really true that our thoughts are prayers, what have we been praying for? It's healthy to take a look at this from time to time. Even though it's very true that we are creatures of habit, being sequestered as we have been the past 12 months courtesy of the pandemic, we know that being stuck in a rut can be incredibly boring. Back when I was in the business world, I frequently would have lunch with some local business acquaintances, and one of them always insisted upon going to the same restaurant where he always ordered the same thing day after day after day. A grilled cheese sandwich. Every day he looked at the menu, and every day he would tell the waitress, "I'm leaning toward a grilled cheese sandwich today." So one day we took him to a very fancy restaurant downtown just to try to get him to order something else. He looked at the menu, and when the waiter came, he told the waiter, "I don't see it on the menu, but could you possibly bring me a grilled cheese sandwich?" In addition to being boring, always leaning in the same direction or clinging to what always has been can be risky, dangerous. My mom was different. She liked moving things around, especially the furniture. And one very cold winter night, my dad got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. When he was done, he was cold and shivering, and out of habit, he made a beeline and jumped into where the bed used to be. And he landed smack on the floor and bumped his head on the dresser. Did you ever have one of those experiences when something really wasn't funny, but try as you might, you just couldn't stop laughing? Well, my dad didn't think it was funny, and he had a pretty large goose egg on his forehead. Mom, on the other hand, she thought it was hilarious and bust out laughing every time she took a look at him the next day. The single biggest cause of any lack of joy in your life isn't illness. The most significant cause of worry in your life really doesn't stem from your financial difficulties. Your deepest hurts are not the result, ultimately, not the result of painful relationships. If you dread putting your feet on the ground every morning and mumbling to yourself, "Oh God, please don't make me do this again," it's not because you're a victim of circumstances. In all of these cases, and so many other unpleasant experiences in life, you, me, and everybody has an adopted, built-in tendency as how we tend to react. And I'm not saying that these painful, difficult experiences aren't real. Of course they are. But just how difficult and painful they are and how you're able to get on top of them is going to depend upon which way you are leaning. And maybe if your style has been to take a punch by leaning into it, it might just be time to consider leaning in another direction. What really invites pain into your life or accentuates it when it comes to you out of nowhere are your habits, your addictions, your tendencies, your safety nets, and most of all, your complacency. And to constantly stay locked into ineffective ways of embracing life is not just ineffective, but it is cheating yourself out of the best at life that spirit has to offer. Even if it somehow dulls the pain, you forever will be eating grilled cheese sandwiches and never get to enjoy the richness of Italian or Polish or vegan cuisine. There'll be no steak, no fried shrimp, no lobster, no ice cream, no tiramisu. A change in culture is so difficult. When the same things have been done in the same way for so long, Susan and I often take to using the expression, "it's in the paint," to try to describe why people cannot look at things differently or consider another possibility, or just to give something new a chance. You will find this going on in most workplaces. This is the case in almost every family, all the family dynamics, in almost every church. And if you reflect about it, really, really reflect upon it, you likely will find it in yourself, at least in some parts of your life. When I try to find these old tendencies in myself, I just take a deep breath and follow the stale odor. Here we are in the middle of Lent, and Good Friday is fast approaching. And I know that most of Christendom holds that Jesus died for our sins. Jesus didn't die for our sins. He died because he dared to suggest leaning in a new direction. He said really crazy things like, "Man doesn't exist for the Sabbath. The Sabbath exists for man." He suggested a really wild notion that the fulfillment of the law didn't come from observing the letter of the law, but the spirit of it. He had the audacity to challenge the scribes and the Pharisees and to really upset the apple cart by embracing the poor, the lepers, tax collectors, and prostitutes instead of shunning and scorning them. You might think that crucifying him might have been a bit of an overreaction to all of this. But think about it. Think about a time in your life when you tried stepping out and going in a different direction. In your family, the workplace, in a relationship. The pushback usually is powerful, swift, and sometimes can be devastating. Early on, I said that we are all creatures of habit, and it's true. I'm not suggesting that you avoid set ways in doing things or thinking about things. What I am suggesting is that you avoid those knee-jerk reactions and you become consciously selective in which way you lean. And then add on to that. Go back and make adjustments from time to time. In other words, if it works, fix it. Make small choices deliberately. Very often when people are in financial debt, maxed out on several credit cards, financial advisors will tell them, start by paying off the smallest amount first. Don't tackle the $12,000 debt. Tackle the $300 or $400 debt. Get that one paid off. And then, one at a time, move up the chain. Why? Because it gives you the realization that you are in control. Today is the first full day of spring. Spring and summer happen because as our beloved planet is revolving around the sun, at this time of the year, it makes a very subtle tilt. It leans just a little bit, which allows the northern hemisphere to warm up, approximately by a good 50 degrees. Doing conscious little things can break bad habits and build healthier ones and allows you to let the light in and warm up. All of us takes us back to prayer. Prayer isn't about magical incantations. Prayer is about the subtle leaning towards the light. We pray to align ourselves with God, with Spirit, and to try to determine what is ours to do. To try to determine what is our nature. We pray to try to figure out what is the most loving thing to do. In other words, we pray to get a glimpse of which way we should be leaning. And it's not limited to a given situation. It applies to our overall sense of being, of what mindfulness should I hold and exercise in every single thing I do and every breath that I take. Today we celebrate the dedication of our prayer chaplains, individuals that have put in long hours of training and commitment to be present to you, with you in prayer, to assist you in being present to Spirit and develop a greater, fuller mindfulness of the reality of God in your life. In other words, a reinforcement of leaning toward your true nature as a beloved child of God. We don't pray to put the genies of sickness or hurt or financial problems or worries back into the bottle. We pray to uncork the bottle, to free ourselves up and release the genie of spirit, of love, of vibrancy within ourselves. So to deal more fully with this question of which way do you lean, let's take it to prayer and meditation.